Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today is our Sunday Big Brother 25 Breakdown podcast, where we talk about, you know, what's going on in the house, what's going on in the live feeds, what's going on social media. Today, I'm joined by my friend Sinan. Sin, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Sharon. How are you? Actually, no, I'm not good. I'm amazing, Sharon. Do you know why I'm amazing, Sharon?
It has to do with Felicia, I'm assuming, being HOH.
Yes. Miss Felicia, Queen Felicia, is the new head of household, and she got all of her seasoning, all of her spices, all of her eggs, all of her butter, Sharon, all of her butter.
Yeah, it's amazing. She earned it.
She's never better, and she's killing it. That's for later.
She is. So wait, just to catch everyone up real quick, obviously Felicia is the HOH. Riley was evicted unanimously. Any thoughts on that unanimous vote? I mean, kind of boring, but
yeah, like, okay, for a season that we started off as, oh, this is a split house, we thought we'd like have votes 7-6, 6-5. No, we haven't. No. Been 12-0, 13-0 every week.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just warming up, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. It's still good. I'm still enjoying the season so far. There's a lot of moving parts. Like, the split house has now become like, there's like a zillion little alliances. It's interesting. But yes, back to the Felicia. She won HOH. I believe it was a crapshoot competition. Was it the golf one? Or
I think it was one of the competitions that you like, it's like Plinko where you roll a thing.
Oh, right. Plinko, yes.
And you got like different points. And I think it was like played in several rounds.
And it came down to her and who was it?
The final three was like the top three people were, funnily enough, Felicia, Jared, and Izzy. So, Izzy, like, they all would have been fun. Actually, Izzy and Felicia would have been fun as HOH.
Yeah, I was kind of rooting for Izzy, but at the same time, I need Izzy in Pressure Cooker next week. So, I'm okay with it. But yeah, so Felicia plans, you know, the plan is everyone's plan seems to be to backdoor Haisam. He has zero clue. Saturday night right now, still a zero clue. Felicia nominated Jag and Cameron. Haisam was kind of pushing for Matt, but Felicia was like, you know, Matt can be a backup. He can go on the block if the veto is played. And so he kind of backed off. And Haisam was very confident. He even said, he's like, I don't even need to play in the veto. You know, I'm sitting pretty this week. He might be in for a rude awakening on Monday when that veto is played. But yeah, in terms of the Haisam backdoor, I think it's still a go, but there has been a few conversations about other people. I do want to talk about Red. I feel like Suri is not loving or trusting Red right now. He didn't do great in the veto. She kind of mentioned his name. Izzy's not loving that because Izzy's like, I'm done with the flip-flopping. Again, I don't see that happening, but, you know, who knows? Because last week was insane, too. But what do you think about the Haisam backdoor plan? Should they just go through with it this week?
I think for Felicia's game, the best move is to just proceed with the plan. She's already set so much framework for the plan in order to move forward. And if she goes back on what she set up, it's going to put a bad name on her game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a move that the entire house agrees with. So if she goes back on that and Haisam eventually finds out that he was the plan to be backdoored anyways, then it's going to go bad in all cases. So once she committed to the move, she may as well just move on with the move if it's a consensus house decision. And it also benefits her game to some degree, even though I don't think the initial plan was the best thing. But just because they put so much effort into making this a plan, then despite it being a good or bad move, it's the move they have to do because they put so much effort into making it. So backing down on it isn't really an option at this point.
That's kind of how I feel about it. I feel like Heisam is a good shield. He's pretty loyal. He did mention to America that he's not loving the people he's playing with. I don't really know who exactly he was talking about, possibly Jared. I'm not really sure, but yeah, at this point they put all this work and effort and talks and talks and talks about Heisam getting backdoored. I feel like just do it at this point. I agree. I think, you know, he would have been good to keep for a while because he wins competitions. You know, everyone kind of dislikes him. So, but at this point, it seems like the backdoor plan might be a go. So just as of even a couple minutes ago, Suri also mentioned Mimi randomly. Do we know anything about that?
So what was happening was essentially after the veto competition, Jag won the veto.
Yes, so Jag won the veto.
The veto players were the three, like the HOH, Felicia, the two nominees who were Jag and Cameron. And then the three players who were picked were Red, Corey, and Izzy. Mm-hmm. So it was a physical competition and Jag ended up winning the competition. So right now, he's going to use it on himself, obviously. And initially what was happening was they were throwing the fake plan, the decoy plan that they were throwing around to Heisam was, oh, we can just put Blue up instead of Jag.
Mm-hmm.
Heisam wanted Matt as, because in Heisam's head, he thinks the plan was, you know, to get Jag out or Cameron out. So in his mind, he's like, oh, let's just put Blue up as a backup target. So in his head, he actually wants Matt to go and not Blue this week. So he's been pushing for Matt to be a replacement nominee. So they made this whole professor meeting upstairs so that they could essentially just like get Heisam on board with the fake plan and just tell him like, fine, if you want Matt, we'll do Matt. But then Mimi didn't show up to that meeting. And then Suri got like a bit wary about that. So she was having a conversation with Jared, like, after the whole professor. I don't think she actually wants Mimi to go up. I think it's just, like, out of frustration, she's like, let's put Mimi up, you know, if she doesn't want to participate as much. Because she's trying to save face with Heisam by not being associated with the move.
Yeah. Honestly, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of changes and I don't know. I still think Heisam's gonna end up going, and this is all just kind of talking for nothing, but I guess who knows. I know you mentioned Jag won the veto. It seems like there were some punishments. Jag is currently in a chicken costume.
Yes.
Were there any other punishments? I think I saw something about slime, but I think there was just goop in the competition, right? Is that what it was?
I think for the HOH competition there were like punishments that people, I think Felicia had to like slime people or get slimed herself because it's the Humiliverse week and obviously everyone is going to have their own like humiliation punishment. And I think like Felicia got her punishment after the age, which was either getting slimed or sliming people, I believe. I think it's the same thing with Jag. He won the veto. So as a result of that, he needs to get humiliated by wearing a chicken costume for I don't know how long. So
yeah. And also, listeners, give us a little grace because they seem to be cutting the feeds every time they talk about the veto competition. So we're still, you know, piecing things together over here. Do you think there could be a last minute switch where we get Red or Mimi or someone else on the block? Or do you think it's going to be Heisam at this point?
I mean, I'd say just considering last week, they were so close to flipping the vote to keep Riley. I'd say 99% Heisam, 1% Red, 0% Mimi. At this point, because I just think that even if they talk about Red as a potential, it just doesn't make sense if they like actually go and talk through it. And I think it's just like more of an emotional or like you get very like mad at someone or you get triggered by them strategically. You're like, whoa, what are they doing? I don't trust them, even mm-hmm. though those thoughts aren't there exactly. So you just throw their name out there. But I think Heisam is the plan and it's gonna go through.
Yeah, there are a few other people I do want to just talk about and what's going on. Jag proposed, you know, an alliance to Felicia. This was before the veto. She kind of was like, yeah, that sounds good. He was proposing, you know, their core three, basically Felicia, who was it? Felicia, Izzy, Suri. I don't remember if Jared was in it, but, and then Jag, Blue, and Matt.
Yeah.
Because he won the veto, not a bad idea. Also, Suri's core people are in it, so it's not a bad thing. They're kind of just going along with that as well. But that could be something eventually. He did propose that, and now that he won the veto, maybe it's not a bad idea, especially because Suri doesn't seem to be loving Red and is throwing out Mimi's name now. And even Corey, like, at some point, Corey is going to be a problem for Suri. He keeps, you know, making jokes that are kind of throwing red flags up. He's joking around that, like, all the floaters or the middleman, is he's calling it, that, you know, they're working together. He's making jokes, but Suri's taking it seriously, and it's a lot. I think Corey, do you think Corey's going to be a problem for Suri? Do you think she has to get him out sooner than later?
I do think so. I think Corey is one of the biggest threats to Suri's game moving forward, because he's one of the only players who actually knows her full potential. Mm-hmm. So I think Suri needs to tread lightly with Corey, especially if he starts to throw her name out there, which it looks like he's been sort of starting to do by, like, just talking about how Suri is a threat moving forward. And that might actually mess up his game. So he needs to tread lightly.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So those are some of the other things going on. Just in general, well, and we'll get to Jared, don't worry, because I do want to talk about that briefly. But in general, how do you think Suri is playing? Can we talk about the flip-flopping last week? So, you know, my I guess opinion on it is I don't like the flipping back. I kind of feel like they did all this work kind of for nothing, and I'm shocked that Haisam, you know, that wasn't a big blowout. Suri was smart. Suri is the person that can make this better, and she did go to Haisam and kind of warn him that there was a plan in place, and so it kind of softened the blow. But I just think it was a little too much in her game, and I think she corrected it. But now I worry again, you know, other names are starting to be thrown around instead of Haisam, and I'm like, guys, do we have to do this again? Is this going to be another week of flip-flopping? What do you think?
I think that week is just like a portrayal of like how Suri's brain works. She's always thinking about all the possibilities and like all the potential options. And I think the problem is because she has so many allies in the house, she uses them as like sound boards, and she like asks them for their opinions a lot. So because she's talking to so many people, she's actually getting them to flip back and forth with her instead of just like making a decision in her own head and moving forward with that. And I think it's partly because of the nature of Big Brother, where you have a ton of downtime. So you have a ton of time to think and rethink about the decisions you make. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it just shows how good she's positioned in the house, because she managed to flip the house like 2 times, 3 times last week, back and forth and back and forth. So I think she just needs to, once she gets used to the game, she needs to keep restrain those thoughts to either her very close allies. And once she decides on a finite decision, then she can just move and spread that information. But if she isn't certain about making a move, she should just like keep that within her core group.
Yeah, I think between, you know, Izzy and Jared, maybe even leave Felicia out of some of it. I don't know. It's just... Yeah. A lot of people are, you know, comparing it to Survivor, and maybe it's because she's not used to playing a long game. And, you know, on Survivor, you pretty much vote that night. Yes, there could be something to that. I think it's also week three. We're still adapting. There's still a lot of people in there. There's still a lot of scenarios. Suri, shockingly, is on no one's radar as being a target. But she knows she has a reputation, so she's probably always a tiny bit paranoid. But I do want to talk about Jared.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have to talk about this. I don't know how much energy I want to put into this, but it was a very cringy, terrible. I didn't like it. You know, I'm not blaming Suri. I think this is just a 24-year-old kid who's a little immature and needs to learn some things. But basically, he was talking to Blue. I mean, these were hours of conversations about body count, which I know that's like a term now that I'm learning. How he, if some girl slept with him on a first date, he would not want to date her. And then he's asking Blue what her body count is, and her not telling him is like shady. I don't know. It was uncomfortable and it was too much. What did you think?
Yeah, Jared needs to take a note from his mother and just, you
zip
know,
it.
zip it and stay zipped for like 5 weeks. He needs to learn, or he needs to realize that he's on a show that's being filmed 24/7.
Yeah.
And he's not, and whatever he says isn't only affecting the perception of him, but his mother is also in the house with him. So he needs to think about how what he says impacts her, because some people unfortunately are being like, oh, Suri's the one who raised Jared. What, like, she's getting backlash from this, which she shouldn't be getting, because Jared is a 24-year-old adult, so he needs to take his own accountability for what he says.
Yeah,
so yeah, he just needs to tone it down by like 1,000 and yeah, not say that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to give him the benefit of, oh, he's only 24. Because 24, you're an adult. I don't think, at least I don't think you learn a lot until you're like in your 30s. But it's just that everyone was telling him, hey, like people were like, that's not it. That's not good. And he still wasn't backing down. And so I think he's just got a lot to learn, because that was an uncomfortable conversation that I never want to witness again.
He's had the benefit of being related to Suri, who is not only the best players on reality TV, but is also one of the most beloved players.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that despite that, people have started to turn on him just shows how much he's been messing up with what he's been saying, and how the degree of like how tone deaf what he's saying is. Like, read the room and check yourself more, because we're in the 21st century and you need to get your views aligned with modern day stuff. So
yeah, I hope that he's just one of the people that will come out of the house and learn from this. Let's hope. That's always the hope. If, you know, people say stupid shit and maybe don't, you know, are immature, and hopefully he'll see these conversations, and hopefully Suri will see these conversations and
yes,
and have a little conversation with him. But
yeah,
sure. Go ahead.
Think that Jared stand the Black Widow Brigade, or
I think he stand it because his mother was in it. I don't know if he stand it because it was an all women's alliance. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, hopefully he stand it because it was an all women's alliance, but I'm starting to realize that that may not be the case. So that's
time
sad.
Time will tell. Well, he also said something else that was a little not smart. I mean,
yes.
Can we talk? So basically what happened is he told Blue in so many words that he has a secret. And she was like, oh, like, does America know your secret? And I think she means America as in us, the viewers, not America the player. And he said, yeah, they know. So there might have also been something else he said, but it was too close for comfort. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish here, but, you know, because maybe that's his way of flirting. I mean, this whole body count thing, sadly, might be his way of flirting, but I don't know why he's doing this. I don't think it's great. Do I think it's going to like click in people's heads? Maybe not, but I don't, you know, little by little, if things come out, people can put pieces together, especially people like Corey, who are already like probably, you know, just thinking about Suri, and it's just not great. I don't understand. What did you think about it?
Yeah, it's definitely something you don't want to put in the atmosphere of the house, considering like we saw how the moment Kirsten like was told about this Jerry Jared relationship, like she immediately connected the dots and thought back all this stuff she heard. So that's just putting it out there. And when you just seen one spark, then it's going to ignite the entire chain, and you don't want to be keeping a trail to follow you around. So I think that's bad. I think he's just trying to, you know,
be cool. Like
an enigma, be cool, so that Blue finds him attractive. And I don't think it's working, and I think he should stop.
Yeah.
He should, like, you're in a good spot in the house. Just sit back and let your mom do everything for you. Like, do everything. Like, your mom is going to take care of you. Just sit down, be a good boy, and, like, don't do stuff, you know?
That's the thing, though. If your mom's in there and she's considered a legend, I'm sure he has pressure, even whether it's internal or not, like, that he wants to prove himself or prove something, you know, that he's playing his own game. And then he's also, you know, trying to, like, flirt. It's just too much. You're doing too much, Jared, this week. I'm hoping Jared calms down next week.
Yeah. And it's also, we see Surya as this amazing player, but he sees Surya as his mom. Mm. So think, like, imagine your mom playing, like, going on these shows, like, would you perceive them as the player that's being shown, or would you just see everything through the lens of them being your mom?
Your mom, I think.
Huh? Exactly. So that's why you seem like call her emotional at times and not think, even though she is a very good player, he just is blinded by the motherness of it all and doesn't see Suri like we do.
Yeah. Which is bad,
but understandable.
Interesting. Well, moving on, I do want to just, I love Izzy, so I just got to talk about her for a second. You know, we're not getting enough Izzy screen time, in my opinion. You know, that's why I was hoping for an Izzy HOH, but I have confidence that it will happen. She still hates Cameron. That's still a thing. She's still voicing that. I just find that funny because I feel like it's not, it's a kind of hate. She's saying hate. It's kind of hate when you're just so annoyed by someone, I think, that you.
Yeah.
But I don't, it's not like a malicious hate. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's funny to me. I find it a little funny.
Izzy is just very intense. So anything she says is very intense too. So, which is why she is a fun character, because she's just like 100 at all times. So she's mad, she's mad, she's happy, she's happy. If she wants to call someone out, she will fully call someone out. So including calling Jared out on his takes. So that's a good thing.
Well, Izzy's not loving the flip-flopping, I will say. She will follow Suri, you know, to the depths of hell. Like, she'll go anywhere Suri goes, but she's not loving the flip-flopping. She's doing some cam talk, which, you know, there's, Mimi's talking and venting, and I saw a clip of Izzy. I missed the feeds, but I saw the clip of Izzy just being like, what is this flip-flopping? I don't want to be involved. Yeah, so more Izzy. Not enough Izzy this week, but still... giving us some good stuff
as usual.
Did we hear anything about the nether region since Thursday?
Bowie went there, that's it. Bowie went there, no one noticed, and they went on. I guess
I don't think we said Bowie's name once in this.
Is Bowie still in the nether region? Like, is she stuck there? She's just like chilling with another Gorgon now, or
I don't know. I read something, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I don't remember who it was. I don't, could have been Corey, but someone called her Bowie instead of Bowie.
Bowie?
Yeah, they got her name
like
wrong.
On Survivor, like where they have to like swim to the Bowie.
Yes,
and like,
exactly. Yeah, so. Exactly.
Maybe Bowie should go on Survivor.
Oh, Bowie.
Maybe they should like one of those like what's like Freaky Fridays where like Bowie goes on Survivor and she's playing Big Brother and, you know.
Oh my God. I mean, listen, Bowie seems like a lovely person.
We love her.
It doesn't seem like she's having deep combos with anyone. It's very surface level. And, you know, that's fine, but like you're not really connected. At the end of the day, I don't think she has a diehard person who's going to, you know, I don't know. She's kind of a non-factor right now, I guess I would say.
No one's ever going to stick their neck out for Bowie. She's probably going to go out, I'd say mid game, be as in like inconsequential vote out, because no one's ever gonna be like, oh, I want to save Bowie. It's either going to be, I want to take out another person instead of Bowie, or just let Bowie go, sacrifice her to the Australian people.
Yeah, or she might be carried to the end. I mean, she might be good to sit next to, you don't know. So
true.
That's also an option.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
As we wrap up, I'm not sure, have we missed anything? I feel like we hit the big stuff, but it sounds like Heisem will be backdoored this week. I think, that, you know, as of now, like we said, it can always switch. Who do you think is in the best and worst position? I'm thinking Suri is still in. I mean, she's insulated on all sides. Like, I don't see anyone targeting her, except obviously Corey, I think, has his eye on her, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I think Suri's in a good position. Worst position, Heisem, obviously. What do you think?
Yeah, Suri, like, just positionally speaking, she's in the best spot because she's in all these alliances and no one is targeting her. Mm-hmm. But I do think I'm looking forward to seeing how she manages the blowback after Heisem gets on the block, because everything is going to get exposed, including, like, the professors, the entire house, and Heisem, like, knows where the bodies are buried. So seeing how she navigates from that and what connections she builds moving forward. So I could see her moving on, maybe after the professors get exposed, you going to that. Obviously, it's going to depend on who wins the next head of household competition.
Yes.
But I can see her just moving on with another alliance and just, like, picking an alliance a week to go with, depending on what benefits her game. But I do think she does need to not, like, as we mentioned, sharing her thoughts as much. Like, she can think it all she wants about if she wants to flip or if she, like, wants to question a move, but yeah, restraining that to herself or her core allies, instead of, because we've seen allies like Mimi and now Izzy sort of get frustrated by the wishy-washiness.
Mm-hmm. So
on a long-term game, that if this happens every week, it could rub people the wrong way. But I think Suri has the ability to, like, manage people very well, so that shouldn't be too big of a problem.
Yeah, it's like every time we think, oh, she might be messing up. It's like, we know it's Suri, so we know she can correct it, and she's smart enough and self-aware enough to fix it. But it is like, whoa, what's happening? I do want to really quickly talk about that scenario. What is Monday going to be like when Heisem hits the block? Is that house going to explode? Is he going to, what do you think?
I can see going one of two ways with Heisem. I can see him either, like, completely lashing out at everyone, exposing everything, like, fighting hard, or I can see him just take like, I'm blindsided, I have nothing to say approach, like, I'm disappointed in you, and hopefully it's the more entertaining option where he, like,
yes, that's what I'm going for,
makes fun feeds. I do see him, like, showing some restraint and taking a look back at his game, being like, I really messed up, what can I do to resolve this?
Do you think there is any scenario where Heisem, once he hits that block by Thursday, can convince them not to vote him out?
If he's on the block on Thursday, he's going to be versus Cameron. So mm-hmm. It's not like a done deal, because people don't like Cameron.
Yeah, especially
if he exposes the professors, he can win over, like, the likes of Corey, America, Jag, Blue, because he might sell himself as an ally that can win competition. But even then, I don't think he can muster up enough votes to stay. So
yeah, Corey's not his biggest fan either. So
yeah,
it's a tough sell, but we'll see how it goes. And I, you know, I'm excited to see Pressure Cooker next week. It's coming back, Julie confirmed. What are your thoughts about a possible twist? I just don't want them to mess with it too much. Like, I just like having a game like that where it's who wants it the who wants it more, right? And you really have to, and it's not, you know, it's hard to stand there for sure. And I'm sure there's going to be temptations. I hope they still do it like last time where they give them like prizes or what, give them alcohol, what someone gets drunk. Like, I want to see it kind of like how it was. So I'm just hoping this twist doesn't mess it up too much. What do you think?
Yeah, I really hope they keep the prizes, because the prizes is one of the funnest parts of Pressure Cooker, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They did say that there's going to be like a scary verse twist. So some people have been speculating that they might throw in some like scary stuff inside the Pressure Cooker, like spiders, snakes, like maybe electric shocks, or just something to make people
quit. Okay, I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate that, but remember on the creature there was this competition that Siri was on, where they were like in this like dark box, and they, yes, not dark, they had to like collect stuff, and they were like insects and that sort of thing. I can see the comp being like that, like a mix of that and holding onto a button where they have like bugs on the floor, they like spray them with stuff, just like a more modern, dumber version of Pressure Cooker, I guess.
Well, that'll hurry it up. I don't think it's going to last 14 hours, which I didn't think it was going to anyway.
There are like snakes and stuff. No way.
Yeah. I don't see it lasting more than like an hour or two, to be honest. I don't think it's going to be what we are expecting, but we shall see.
Yeah. We're all hyped. Like, oh, Pressure Cooker is coming back. It's going to be like 14 hours of feeds again, and it's gonna be so fun. But let's be, it's probably max gonna last 4 hours, because production isn't gonna want to work for that long. And speaking of, let's just hope we still don't know if we're getting it on feeds, unless Sharon knows something that we don't know.
I did ask, but I haven't gotten a response yet.
Yeah, so hopefully we're getting it on feeds, because let's say it's not on feeds, then you have to wait like 20 hours to, you know.
Yeah.
So let's just stay, you know.
Let's manage our expectations. Yes. That's what I would say.
Yes.
Before we wrap up, Sin, I do want to say I'm hearing some things about The Traitors, because it's going to start filming soon.
Are you?
Yes, but they didn't leave yet, so I'm not going to say anything. But I'm excited about the names that I'm hearing. There are a few that I'm excited about.
Are there names from like Big Brother?
Yes, there are some Big Brother names in there. Some Survivor names. Some. I think it's fair to say some housewives, because there's a zillion housewives. But yeah, hopefully I'll have more for everyone soon. I don't mean to be like cryptic, but they didn't leave yet. I don't like want to hurt people's chances of, you know, anything. So, but I'm excited. I'm excited that they're going to do all celebrities this time.
Yes. Can you tell us how many like fun names or names you're excited to hear? If you could just like put a number on how many casting decisions or choices that you've heard that you would be very excited about seeing.
Well, the thing is, I've heard over 10 names, and some of them I don't think are locks. I think they're switching some people out, because there are a couple people, like for example, Housewives, I've heard a bunch of them. And so I don't think all of them are on. So in that sense, I really can't say. But in terms of the Big Brother sense, I'm excited. Survivor as well, I'm pretty excited about. And that's all I'm gonna say right now. Because again, I don't know. Last minute, they might be alternates. Who knows? So I don't like to say anything unless I know it for a fact. So I just wanted to tease though, because I have been hearing things and I'm excited.
Well, we are very teased. So
thanks.
You teased us enough. Now everyone. Crazy speculating about names.
Yeah, well, people are already gonna do that, so you know, whatever. I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in to this podcast. I'll be back on Wednesday with another winner. I will announce who that is on Twitter, so follow me at Sharon Tharp. Follow the podcast at Exclusively Pod on all platforms, and be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. And Sin, did you check out my interview with Xavier this week?
I did. It was very fun.
Yeah.
He said a lot of stuff, and he provided a ton of insight as to stuff that happened behind the scenes after the shows and shows he's been contacted on, and his relationships with other people in the cookout and on his season. So I was like
pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised. You know, Xavier doesn't go on so many podcasts, so we don't hear from him. But when the podcast was very nice, so.
Thank you. Yes. I hope you guys check it out. It was a really fun conversation. He was very open. Like I don't know. I think people think he, you know, he is pretty private, but he was very generous and very fun. So I hope you guys check that out. And you can also check out my exit interviews with Kirsten and Riley. And I will see you guys next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.